Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name, and say thank you for another day. Thank you, Father God, for sitting high and for looking low, for your grace, your mercies, your care, your provisions, your favor, your blessings, your angels, your spirit, your power, your word, Father God, your gifts, Father God. We thank you that every good and every perfect gift coming from above, hallelujah, we honor you on today, God, to say hallelujah, wonderful and you're mighty. You're wonderful and you're mighty and you're wonderful, Father, hallelujah. And we honor you on today. So, Father God, as we confess every sin of omission and commission. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father, in and through our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your kindness towards us, new mercies that embrace us day by day. Thank you for all these things, Father. We take nothing for granted, Father, and we are appreciative. We are very appreciative of you and all of your blessings. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back to you, that, Father God, you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your kindness, and your mercies, Father God, in and through our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We bless the name of Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Giving glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. I'd like to say good morning. Amen to each and every one of you on today. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and God's name is greatly too. Be praised. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. TGIF, today God is first and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, for restoration and strengthening and recovering us. Amen. As we have, just give me 1 second here, saints. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Glory be to God. Give me 1 second here. Glory be to God. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That was our speaker. Amen. I thought I was going to be forced to bring a word this morning, but you know, I'm always ready. I'm always ready. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for the 10 days. Amen. Glory be to God that the Lord has brought us through it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless him. Amen. Bless him. Bless him. Give him advance praise for those things that are yet to be revealed. Testimonies are already coming through. Amen. And we believe God. Amen. For more to come. Amen. In Jesus' name. So this morning, let me see what we have here. This morning, beloved. Amen. We want to hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For our dear pastor who's coming to us this morning. Amen. To give us an encouraging word. Amen. A timely word right at the conclusion of our time of fasting. Amen. The end is the beginning. Amen. Before the miracles that came forth. Amen. And that we read and we've been reading about in God's word, the fasting took place first. And then after the fasting was the miracles, was the breakthrough. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. She has agreed to come and share with us on this morning. And so we're very, very, very appreciative. Amen. For her sacrifice in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And she does so much in the Lord's kingdom. And we're just grateful for her. I'm talking about none other than Pastor Erica. Amen. Glory be to God coming to us this morning. Amen. With a word. Amen. From hallelujah, the Lord. Amen. And so if you, most of you know her, if you're new to this ministry, amen. She is my middle daughter. Amen. Glory be to God. She is our sister. Amen. She is a kingdom leader. Amen. She is a servant. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She just accepted the mandate. Amen. As pastor. Amen. And she is serious. Amen. In her walk and her commitment with the Lord. Amen. She has deep vision, a deep revelatory understanding. And she seeks the face of God. She hears from God and she strives to obey God. Amen. And so we can't ask for any more than that. Amen. So we ask that the Lord will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is about to speak to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we can't say amen, we just say ouch. Amen. In Jesus' name. So give me 1 second here. Wait, don't give me 1 second. I got to, I know I'm maneuvering some stuff here. Let me get this straight. Wait a minute. 1 second. 1 second. Okay. 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm controlling this thing here. Let me see how I'm going to do this. 1 second.
Pastor.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Wait a minute. One second. Let me get this straight here. I'm working like two or three switchboards here. When I bring somebody else in, 1 second. Okay. Can you hear me now, Minister Erica?
Praise. Good morning.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. God bless
praise
you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
thank
the
you
Lord.
For, thank you
thank
for
you.
Serving. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, church family. It is a beautiful day to be in the land of the living with the Lord on our side. Good morning. Happy Thursday. I believe it's the last Thursday of January. So glad to be before you once again. Amen. A song that rings in my heart. It says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. For with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Father, we come to say thank you for this day. Thank you for the brand new mercies we see day by day by day. Father, as your children, as we come into the meeting room, as we come into the tabernacle, as we come into the sanctuary today one more time, God, in the innermost courts, Father, as we come all the way in, Father, to feast on your word, to seek your face, to show us your glory, God, I say thank you. I say thank you for what you're doing for us and with us here at LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you that the food has been hearty, the meat has been hearty, the bread has been hearty. God, the meal has been scrumptious in these past 11 years and counting. So God, just help us to continue to strive. Help us to continue to grow and mature and to develop. Thank you for helping us to graduate from the milk of your word to the meat of your word. And thank you that it's all been good. It has not always all been pleasant, but it has all been good because we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So thank you for one more day. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, it has been an awesome week, week and a half of our fasting. Amen. And as I meditated last night on the word to bring this morning as we break our fast, the Lord spoke to me from Matthew chapter 6. When he taught the Our Father prayer, he gave me the topic of secret prayer, open reward. This morning's message is about your secret prayer developing into your open reward. Amen. So let's get into it. Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start at verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, when you pray, when I pray, enter into thy closet, thy secret place. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, don't use vain repetitions. Don't pray the same thing in vain as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard, for they are saying a whole bunch of words. Be not ye therefore like unto them. Don't be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you even ask him. And after this manner, therefore, pray ye. After you know that you're not going to pray like the hypocrites and do like the hypocrites, you're going to pray in secret and God is going to open you rewardly. After this, after you have developed this knowledge, pray like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, holy is your name. Thy kingdom will come, and thy will be done on earth as you have done it in heaven. So give us this day right here our daily bread. We can't worry about tomorrow's bread. We can't worry about yesterday's bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. Forgive us our sins as we forgive our debtors, as we forgive our trespassers. And God, lead us not into temptation. Help us not to fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep us on the path of righteousness, God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. For thine, you, O Lord, are the kingdom. You are the kingdom all in itself. You are the kingdom. You are the power that keeps us going, the power, that dunamis power. You are the power and the glory. The glory, the glory, the glory. Wow, what a triple threat, what a triple combo. The kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to start back at verse 5. Jesus is telling us that when you pray, don't pray as the hypocrites. Don't be the one to pray to be seen, amen, as the hypocrites do. For they love to pray standing in the churches and standing in the streets so that they may be seen of men, so that people will see them. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Their reward is right there, is that they want the attention and they have the attention. But that is not for my name's sake. So when you're praying, make sure you're praying for the sake of the Lord. Amen. Number 6 says, but me, when we pray, enter into a closet. Now, this could be literally or figuratively. I know many people who have made a closet in their home and turned it into a prayer closet, which is wonderful. I wish I had an extra room to do that. But your prayer closet is just your secret place. The secret place for me that I develop, that I know I can get a touch from God, that I can get a prayer through, are two areas in my life. One is my shower. When it's time to shower, that's a prayer closet for me, a secret place. And in my car is another secret place. Those are two places without a shadow of a doubt where I know I can commune with God. Maybe because those are tight spaces, those are very intimate, tight spaces. Amen. Usually I'm in my car by myself, so it allows me the time to talk to God. And the shower, of course, is by myself, tight, so it's that alone time with me and God. Amen. So verse 6 says, when you pray, enter into your closet, a.k.a. your secret place, and when you shut the door, meaning when you shut the door to your secret place,
is saying that this time is just for me and God. And that's what we have been doing over our fasting period. And that's what we should continue to do as we seek, as we have seek and as we have developed more into a mature prayer life, as we are developing into mature Christians, we have to shut the door. We'll come back out eventually, but we have to shut the door. Shut the door literally and figuratively, which means shutting the door means shutting off distractions. Pastor Christian just said this last night, shutting the door on distractions. We can't always avoid distractions, but we can learn to minimize them. Because distractions are going to try to come. Distractions is just a part of life, but we can learn to minimize them. We can learn to minimize them so we can learn how to talk to God in our secret place. Jesus says to shut the door when you come in. Sometimes we leave that door open just enough to try to hear what's going on the outside. Sometimes we don't shut the door all the way on distractions because we feel like we still need to know what's going on in our family, on the news, on social media, in our own thoughts. God is saying shut the door. He didn't say what exactly, but I'm sure he means shut the door of all noise and distractions. That's even ourselves. When we go in to pray, God is saying to even shut the noise on your own thoughts, on your own distractions. But let's be honest, sometimes when we pray, we can't get right into it. You know, sometimes it takes a second to warm up. Sometimes it takes a second to warm up, to dig deep into prayer. Amen. So we have to continue to learn to minimize distractions from people and from ourselves, from the world and from ourselves. Minimize distractions also means that sometimes when we pray, we think about, oh, what's for dinner tonight? That's a distraction. Ooh, as soon as I get done this prayer, I'm going to make me some coffee. That's a distraction. Oh, how much I need to pay this phone bill? That's a distraction. And all those may be relatable things. All those may be things that, you know, aren't bad to think about, just not at the time when you're in your secret place, when Jesus is telling us to shut the door, remove distractions, focus on me. Amen. But when thou pray, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. This is the key. This is the key verse. The key verse of this morning's message. When you pray in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. God is the only one who can see you in secret places. God is the only one who can see you in secret places. I'm going to say it one more time. God is the only one who can see you in secret places. If you were on the call last week when I brought forth the message, I came from Genesis, and the topic of last week's message was in the beginning. And we know in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And we know in the beginning God created male and female and named them Adam and Eve. And we know that God created Adam to tend to the garden and to be fruitful and multiply. And we know that Adam and Eve knew no sin until Adam took bite of the fruit. And once they ate, their eyes became open of their nakedness, and they thought they could hide because they had become open
to a place that they not that they did not know before. And God still saw them in their sins. God still saw them in that secret place where they thought that they could not be seen. But God still saw them. God is the only one that can see you in your secret place. Another example, Hannah, prayed for a son, and she prayed, she her heart prayed. Her mouth couldn't utter a word. It moved as if she was speaking because the prophet thought she was drunken with wine, but no, she was not drunk. She was just praying from a secret place for a child, God is the only one who can define the secret. God is the only one who can puzzle, is the puzzle master, the mastermind of the secret place. The secret place. I would challenge us even right now that even during our time of fast, during our prior time of fasting and praying, that we may have gotten on our calls, our noonday calls, our call time during the day, and we may have asked saints to keep us in prayer, and we brought some things to the altar to pray for and to touch and agree on. And God blesses community prayer too, because that is a way, a secret place, because we're coming together as a community, as a family, to touch and agree. So that is a form of a secret place coming together, amen, of an intimate space with our family in Christ. But I would even challenge you that even though many of us have brought stuff to the altar during in this ministry, brought stuff to the altar during our prayer calls during the day, that there is still a secret place inside of you that you may not have truly, what's the word I'm looking for? You may not have truly expressed your prayer. You may not have truly expressed your thought to your church family like you feel it in your heart. For example, you may have came on to the call and ask the church to please keep your daughter in prayer. Please keep your son in prayer. They're going through something. I'm just asking for the prayer of the saints. That's you could have gave more explanation, or you could have gave less explanation. But let's just say during your time with this ministry, you've kind of vaguely express what you wanted the saints to pray for, right? But there's a place inside of you that God knows that you, God knows the expression of your heart. God knows the expression of your prayer. Because sometimes we don't, I mean, and sometimes we do, but more than likely, sometimes we can't really express, I mean, with the tone and with the attitude and with the sincerity and with how it really sits on our heart, we more than likely don't express that to the people. We don't really give the gut-drenching feeling. Because sometimes we can't. Sometimes we just don't know how. It's a place that only God can see. It's the secret place. So we come together as a family in prayer, but God knows the secret place. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? That when we do fall on our knees to pray, that sometimes when we pray, Have you ever just prayed and you started crying and you got really into it and you just felt the glory of God and the weight of his glory? And have you just had to stop praying and just allow God to minister to your heart? Because words can't express that secret place. There is no amount of word, there is no amount of vocabulary that can express that secret place. So there are moments when we pray where God shuts us up to minister to our heart, because he's the only one that can dig deep to the secret place. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is saying that many of us have just fasted and you still don't believe God in the secret place for what you're praying for. You still don't trust God all the way for the secret place. God is saying, allow me all the way in. Don't pray with vain repetition. Don't say the things that you think sound cute. I don't need the cute prayers. I need the real prayers. God says, I don't need your cute prayers. I don't need your cute words. I don't need your vain repetition because you think it pleases me. I don't need the vain stuff. Give me the real stuff. Give me the raw stuff. Tell me what it is. And he already knows, but he said, tell me what it is so you can openly say where you're hurt, where you can openly say, God, I'm having a little bit of difficulty trusting you with this. God, I feel that since you have not done it yet, that you're not going to do it. God, I feel that I trusted you before and it didn't work, so I don't know how to trust you again. But I still love you. I don't, it's not that I don't trust you completely. It's just that I don't really trust you with the secret place. Pastor Christian last night even said, there is a way to pray. And sometimes maybe God is delaying because we may not know what we're asking for. So this morning, I feel the Holy Spirit even right now working on somebody on this line. Hallelujah. There are a few steps here if you're taking notes. I'm going to close with these steps. There are a few steps here. Number one is that when you pray, meaning when you talk to God, prayer is talking to God. Prayer is talking to God. It is not the posture of your body in which you pray. It is the posture of your heart. It is not the posture of your body when you pray. It is the posture of your heart. You can pray on your knees. You can pray standing. You can pray walking. You can pray driving. It is the posture of your heart. And it can be a mixture of those body postures, but it is more importantly the posture of your heart, okay? So that's number one, to make sure that when you pray that your heart in the right position, okay? So that's number one. Number two is that now that we have found our heart's posture, we done picked a position in the body. We're walking, we're on our knees, whatever way you find your body, now posture your heart, okay? And we're talking to God openly with our mouths, but yet still in our hearts. So this is what I do when I usually pray, is that I begin to, I find my space. I find my space, right? Like, because like I said, you got to, it's a warm-up sometimes. I'm finding my space to get into the presence, to get into prayer. Pastor Christian also last night that says sometimes prayer is one of those things that it becomes you got to develop a palate for. You got to develop a palate for. Amen. What's the word I'm looking for? It's an acquired taste. Sometimes prayer isn't always an acquired taste, but the more we do it, the more we acquire the taste for it. So when we pray, we got to warm up to it. We got to acquire the taste for it, because this flesh wants nothing to do with the spirit, and the spirit wants nothing to do with the flesh. So we gotta get ourselves into it and get out of flesh and get out of our mindset and get out of this skin and find the acquired taste for prayer, because sometimes that's just not the taste that is on our lips. We rather sit and watch a good show. We rather sit and read the paper. We rather sit and do other stuff. But we have now, through these past 11 years, and now that we've gotten off our fast, we're developing more of an acquired taste for prayer. So now that we are here, we've developed this taste for prayer. Amen. We found our space. We found our bubble, right? So now we are here, and now we're talking to God. Amen. Usually I like starting my prayer off with song, with some kind of melody. It's usually a hymnal, because I'm just old school like that. I'm young, but I'm old. So usually I'm singing a hymn, or I'm humming a hymn. I'm singing or I'm humming just to get into the groove of things, right? So I'm singing, and I'm giving praises to God. I done found my groove now. I'm giving praises to God. I'm giving praises to God. Before I ask him for anything, I'm praising him. Before I ask him for anything in my prayer, I'm learning to praise him, saying, thank you, Lord, for a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, for being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, for sitting high and looking low. Thank you, Lord, for being the great I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are awesome. You are amazing. There is none like you. That's how I usually start off my prayer, by just thanking him, giving him adoration. Glory be to God. And now I'm really now in the groove, right? Then I done sung. I done did a hymn. I done hummed a little bit. I'm giving God the praises due his name. Glory be to God. Now I'm warm. I'm warm. The appetite has become bigger. I found my taste now. Glory be to God. So now I can talk to God and say, and now I'm praying for the world, and I'm praying for my family, and I'm praying for my community, and I'm praying for others, and I'm praying for myself. Glory be to God. So God hears me, and I hear myself. I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. But then there comes a time when the monologue turns into a dialogue. It's not all about what I got to say in prayer. It's what God got to say back to me. We got to turn our prayers into a dialogue. Two. Monologue is one. Mono, one. Dia, two. We got to turn our monologue, one person, into a dialogue, two people. We got to learn how to sit back and let God talk back to us. And usually when it's time for God to talk back, two people can't talk at the same time. I said two people can't talk at the same time and both get their point across. You got to learn that after you done said what you got to say, glory be to God, now's the time for you to be quiet, because God is talking back. Hallelujah. So that time when God shuts you up is God ministering you to your secret place. Hallelujah. Where you can't say nothing else. God says, thank you for welcoming in. Thank you for welcoming me in. Thank you for ushering me in. Thank you for allowing me to come into your space, Erica. Okay. Thank you for telling me what it is that you have on your heart. Thank you for praying for the people. Thank you for praying for those around you. But now it's time for me to talk back to you. It's time for me to talk back to you. And if you would allow me, I would like to answer your prayers, and I would like to answer those secret prayers. And I would like to answer the prayers that you just named, and I want to answer those prayers that's in your heart. I want to deal with what you just said, but I also want to deal with what you didn't say. I want to deal with what you were bold enough to ask me for, but I want to also deal with what you were not bold enough to ask me for. I want to deal with what you was able to communicate with me, but I also want to deal with what it was not that you could not communicate with me. God says, I hear you, and I hear you loud and clear, my brother and my sister. I hear you, and I hear you loud and clear concerning the matters of your heart. I hear you loud and clear concerning the secret place, the secret place, the secret place. And God says, I'm about to open you rewardly. I've always been rewarding you openly, but there are levels to this. God has always been rewarding you openly. It's just levels to this. The more you let him in, the more the open reward. The more you let him in, the more the open reward. Which lets me know, I didn't know how deep my secret place could get. I didn't even know that I had such a deep secret place in my heart until God ministers to that specific place. Oh, I know I'm not the only one on this line. I know I can't be the only one on this line. That we ourselves don't even know how deep our heart is, how deep our secret place is until God pinpoints something and we are amazed that that's there. God says, the more you commune with me, the more you talk to me, the more you really let me in. I mean, really let me in. The more I can open you rewardly, because the more you open up, that's the more reward he can give, the more light he can shine on that thing. The more you let him in, the greater the light, the greater the reward. So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Because God is still blessing you. God is still rewarding you. I'm just letting you know that there are levels to this. And the more you open up today, I guarantee you there's more you're going to have to do tomorrow. And the more you open up tomorrow, there's going to be more you got to open up the next day. Because there's always an opening up. There's always a pouring out. Because the cares of life can tend to weigh us down. So as life and situations and circumstances and people and things weigh us down, that stores in, and as we learn how to dump that out, God pours in. And as we learn to dump it out, God pours in. God can't pour in on top of all the mess. It's a pouring out and a pouring in. It's a dumping out and a pouring in. It's a dumping out and a pouring in. It's an opening up and him revealing more. You opening up to him and him revealing more. Talk to God in your secret place, and he'll reward you openly. Show him the, let him in the secret place so he'll shine more light on it. Do you see? Do you see the give and take? Do you see the relationship here? Do you see the trust value here? Do you see the relationship, the relationship, the relationship? You know what I say to people that say, oh, this praying thing ain't working for me? I say, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's working for me. This Christianity thing ain't working for me. That is so sad to hear, but it's working for me. I just don't know about this praying and this fasting thing. It ain't working for me. Oh, really? Because it's working for me. Why? Because I'm learning the art of pouring out, dumping out, and pouring in. Pouring out, dumping out, and pouring in. Pouring, dumping out of myself, more of God. Less of me, 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 more than God. Repeat it to yourself. Less of me, more of God. Less of me, more of God. Less of me, oh Lord, more of you, oh God. Less of me and more of you. God, not in vain repetition, but in the secret place. Less of me and more of you. Less of me and more of you. Less of me, more of you. Lesser of my will, more of your will. Lesser of my will, more of your will. Less of me and more of you. Oh, God, like you taught your, as you said, as you taught your disciples to say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done. Your 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 will be done, God. Less of me and more of you. Less of me and more of you. So I close this morning. I close this morning to encourage you, to let you know that even though you may not be able to express outwardly how you really feel about the matter on the inside, you have a God who understands the secret place. And he is ministering to you from your secret place. And the more you trust him to really come through for you, the more you develop a relationship with him, he will even tell you how to switch up your prayers. He will show you and correct you on what it is, on how to pray, how to communicate, how to pray, what to pray for. God, instead of just bringing me the cash, can you show me the opportunity to go and get it? What room do I have to be in for that, for the financial blessing? What comfort zone do I have to get out of for this financial blessing? What phone calls do I have to make to receive this financial blessing? What new territory or new environment do I have to go into to even be recognized to receive this financial blessing? Let's learn how to develop our prayer life. God, just don't, God, when's the last time God just dropped money on your lap? You turned your head and turned back. Oh, and there the money was. Because if that's you, call me, because I want whatever power you got. 9 out of 10 the times that God, and there are moments where I have received a surprise check in the mail that I didn't know was coming. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the check. But more than likely, it's a matter of me pinpointing my prayers and saying, God, this is my desire. This is my heart's desire. Lord, this is my situation. God, I'm not asking for you to only bless me with it, but show me how to obtain it and show me how to keep it. God, as my soul prospers, I prosper. As my soul prospers, I prosper. Saints, is your soul prospering this morning? Are you prospering in your soul? In your soul? Glory be to God. Have you found your passion yet? Have you developed into your passion yet? Because that is where your soul prospers. You prosper as your soul prospers. And I believe that we here on in Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, I truly believe that our souls are prospering. Amen. I wholeheartedly believe that. Just continue to let God into the secret place. Don't shut him out. Let him in all the way. And the more you allow him in, he will reward you openly. This is today's message. Amen. Thank you for your time and attention. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thus saith the Lord, Pastor Erica, that the message that you shared with us this morning is the contents of your number one best-selling book. The Lord said you have revealed the whole book. Go back on the replay and compile it and put it out. In Jesus' name. Beloved, amen. Was this the message of the hour? What a message of promotion. What a message of graduation. What a graduation ceremony coming out of our 10 days of consecration. Couple quick bullet points. God is the only one who can see you in the secret places. My God, I'm still trying to catch my breath on that statement. I'm still trying to catch my breath. She said, hallelujah, that God is the mastermind of the secret place. These are all her chapters. Oh, rabakandarianda. Number one bestseller. She said, God knows the expression of your heart, of your prayer, if we would just allow him all the way in. And as we talk to God from the posture of our heart, she said, can you find your acquired taste? Now, we know us bishops on the line got to give one another a high five on that one. That's bishops' message. This is a message that bishops bring or don't bring. Hey, my God, Jesus. She said, can you find your acquired taste? As we turn our prayer from a monologue to a dialogue, oh, my God, Jesus, a deep secret place. And then she said something. She said, the greater the light, the greater the reward. Ooh, my God, sucky girlfriend. Ah, my God, I didn't know, hallelujah, a pastor could enjoy this type of preaching from her daughter. Hallelujah. And then she said so many other things, but one other note I have here, she said, your soul prospers in your passion. All right, shut this, close it down now. Wrap it up. It's over. I got to go catch my breath up in here. My God. Pastor Erica, keep up the good work. We pray your covering. We pray your protection. We pray your focus. Amen. And how, amen, God is just using you. Amen. Glory just for a higher light of expansion. But hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. This is, I know you're talking about another book, but God said this book right here. And you got all the contents of your book in this message. You ain't got to do nothing else. Just work what you shared with us on today. And we bless be the name of the Lord. That's it, saints. That's it. The secret place. Oh, my God. The secret place. Oh, God. I don't know. Tomorrow we just might have to just replay this message right here for tomorrow. I just might just have to just replay it. Thank God it's on tape. Amen. And to God be praised. Okay, Minister Erica, some people may be listening today, don't know you, never heard of you. Amen. I know they're going to want to follow you now. Amen. Take another minute and please share with us any announcements. Amen. On your end of the vineyard. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Before I get there, it says, this song says, I found safety, safety, safety in yours. Yes, I found safety, safety, safety in yours. There's your presence, presence, presence in your arms. I dwell in presence, presence, your presence in your arms. For there is safety, safety, safety in your arms. For there is safety, safety, safety in your arms. God wanted for me to just recap that you can trust him, that there is safety in trusting God. You can trust him. You can trust him with the places where it hurts, trace the places where it hurts to trust. You can find safety with him. He's the only one who can provide the safety and the trust that you need. So God said there is safety in his arms. Just dwell in his presence. Continue to dwell in his presence. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I have a few different things going on. Amen. But in this particular time, if you are a woman, a female on the line, and if you would like to get out the house on February the 5th, I'm having an intimate and small gathering for females on Germantown Avenue, Germantown and Johnson to be exact, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's a ladies' night out. We're going to be painting. We're going to be eating and listening to some music and just enjoying the company of one another. Like I said, it's a very small and intimate gathering. I'm only taking about 20 people to social distance. Ticket prices for one person is $65. If you want to bring someone with you, it is $115 total. $65 for one, $115 for two. Amen. So that information can be found at ericadenise.com, ericadenise.com. If you have my number and want more information, you can feel free to text me or call me. But that is next Saturday the 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. for ladies to get out and to enjoy each other's company. And then what else I got going on that's worth sharing? Right now I know me and my mother's Bible study schedule kind of conflicts with one another, amen, but we're learning this year how to do some things together on Wednesday nights, so we'll bring some information on how you can be a part of the Bible study lessons and the ministry. We're having a boots up campaign, boots up, like putting your boots on and tying them up, because we're teaching God's word, and then we're going out into the streets to implement the work of God. We're learning how to be evangelists and disciples within this boot-up discipleship training. So if you are a teacher, if you are a teacher of God's word on the line, and if you would like to be a part of the campaign, ericadenise.com. You can find more information there to sign up. If you want to volunteer to go out into the streets to serve the homeless, serve our elderly community, to serve our youth, please go onto the website to sign up to volunteer. If you would like to make a donation so we can stay with this work because it costs money for ministry to work. It takes God, but it takes money as well. So if you would like to make a financial contribution, our Cash App is ARCNATION215. ARCNATION215. That is our Cash App, ARCNATION215. Thank you in advance for your giving and your prayers. And that's all I have for you this morning.
Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. And your announcements. Amen. And to God be praised. And thank you for help bringing me up to speed. Amen. And with the ministry, we have to do a little bit more on Facebook and YouTube and those type of things. So, amen. We just want to thank you for God using you. Amen. In those areas to help the ministry. Amen. I know we got some more young people in this ministry too. Amen. And we need y'all help too. Yes.
Last but not least, I do want to let you guys know, my family, that I will be starting seminary next month. So please keep me in your prayer as I am now studying to take my pastoral role more serious. I have not been in a classroom or in a study since 2014, I believe. So God is preparing me for such a time as this. But Lord's willing, February the 8th would be my first class, and this is a 3-year program. So please keep me in your prayers as I continue and move forward in my studies for the glory of God.
In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, and we bless be the name of the Lord for you. Amen. All right, saints, amen. So those are the announcements. We have the word. We have the announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's just a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow, amen, into the word, amen. If you desire to sow into her mission, you have the Cash App address, amen, ARCNATION215, amen. And the Cash App address here at the Life Word Jesus is a Life Word Jesus, amen. $ Life Word Jesus. And we bless God. All right, I'm still full, amen, on that message on today, amen. It's having come down from that, don't want to come down from that. Today, in form of announcements, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. is our praise party. Amen. Bring your own praise. Amen. Your songs, your testimonies. Amen. Your readings. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Okay, if we're reading through the Bible this year, okay, we're wrapping up the book of Exodus, okay, to be on track. On the book of Exodus, you have another 2 days, and then we'll be moving to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. And we will be taking time to review these chapters, too. I'll work all that in as the Holy Spirit leads me. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. God, you, there is no secret place. God, you know all the secrets. And you say when we pray in secret, you will reward us openly. What a beautiful revelation. What a beautiful revelation and how it was brought to us from a different aspect, a different angle today, a different revelation, a fresh revelation. Father God, we thank you for it. We receive it. We believe it. We thank you for it, Father God, and thank you for helping us to grow up and to mature and to our full maturity. We bless you, Father. As we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, Father God, premature death in Jesus' name. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve on today, God. Bless them for their faithfulness, Father, serving in your kingdom, Father God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation against Minister Erica, Father God, her vision, her destiny, Father God, her goals in your kingdom, her, Father God, her boldness to step out on faith, Father God, as a single woman to go back to school, Father God, with bills that have to be paid for the next 3 years. But, Father God, that's a lot of faith, Father God, but you reward faith. And so we say thank you for rewarding her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not only do we bind every spirit of retaliation against her, but against ourselves. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory be to God and the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you. Excuse me. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. May the Lord, amen, keep you and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee a peace. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful day, a glorious day, a magnificent day. Walk in the blessing because the blessed manifestation is already here. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you again, Pastor Erica. We appreciate you. Amen. And everybody on the line, have a most awesome, glorious day. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia. Amen.
Anointing fall on me. Thank you.